Hello, and welcome to 90 Second News, issue 117. Today is Friday, February 26th. Good morning, everyone. We hope you're ready to finish the week strong. Twitter competing with OnlyFans? Yesterday, Twitter had its annual Analyst Day and introduced a lofty goal. They want to double their revenue to $7.5 billion or more by the end of 2023. Their plan to get there? A new slate of features aimed at capturing more value on the platform that's been lost over the years to third-party sites. Among those features are Super Followers, which will allow users to charge followers for exclusive content to compete with Patreon and OnlyFans, and Micro Communities, which will allow users to connect with other like-minded individuals, Facebook groups, for example. Investors love the news, and Twitter's stock ticked to a new all-time high of $80.75 during intraday trading. Former Olympic gymnastics coach found dead after being charged. The state of Michigan confirmed the suicide of former U.S. Olympic gymnastics coach John Gaudet yesterday, only hours after he was charged on 24 different accounts, 20 of which involved human trafficking. Gaudet, who has been disgraced since he was accused of turning a blind eye to Larry Nassar's abuse, has been banned from the USA Gymnastics since 2018. Since then, countless gymnasts have come out and accused him of behavior that led to severe eating disorders, suicide attempts, and a toxic environment. It just makes sense. Well, actually, it's a lot of sense. Coinbase, the crypto trading startup, officially filed its S-1 yesterday, signifying its intent to go public later this year. In the document, it revealed that its revenue had more than doubled to $1.3 billion last year, with a profit of $322 million. In addition, the company also revealed something interesting. Only 33% of its purchases were from individuals last year, meaning that more and more corporations have begun purchasing the digital assets. The Tech Avengers in court. As Epic continues to sue Apple in an attempt to break up their App Store monopoly, almost all of the largest tech companies in the world have been called. Epic has subpoenaed Match, Tinder, and former Apple executives, and Apple has called Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo, Amazon, Samsung, and Valve. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow bright and early, the 90 Second News team.